Then in 2022, I went to a wedding and was just dancing and having a good time. And I went car camping for the next couple of days and I woke up and I just couldn't move my neck. I was just like frozen solid, like couldn't move left or right more than that. Was just like shooting pain all through my spine and my shoulders. That lasted for probably a good like 8 or 9 months.
This is the Gutsy Health Podcast, your go-to destination for uncomplicated, practical, and affordable tools for your wellness education with Jeannique Rover. Are you ready to become a self-healing champion? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Gutsy Health Podcast. It's really fun to see episodes that are downloaded and how many are downloaded because history has shown that whenever we interview people like listeners on the podcast, people that have become self-healing advocates and self-healing champions, those are some of our most popular episodes. And I love seeing that trend because it really shows that people value the information and experience and tools that other people are sharing and they're sharing their experience with those tools. And so on the episode today, we have a phenomenal guest who was at first a podcast listener, then a Gutsy Health member, and then she became a client of Provo Health. And she has a remarkable story of Lyme and getting sick with Lyme disease and becoming, you know, again, it's the typical story, right? Going on the medical merry-go-round, not getting answers, possibly getting gaslighted, spending thousands of dollars, getting nowhere, and then realizing, you know what? I have to be the expert in my body and my healing. And so I want you guys to welcome on the podcast today, Avery. Avery, welcome. Tell everybody your story and how you got here from normal life to Lyme disease to podcast listener to Gutsy Academy to Provo Health.
Hi, everyone. It's kind of surreal to be on this podcast because it takes me back to like 2 years ago when I found the Gutsy Health podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is all the information that I've been looking for and gave me kind of like a sense of guidance that I didn't know I needed at the time. And so it's just surreal to be here.
Avery, tell everyone about your journey through health and sickness and start from like childhood. Were you sickly as a kid? When did you realize that you were crossing over from having a normal, healthy life to something's off and it's not auto-correcting?
So looking back, I can definitely now see the signs, but growing up, I was blind to a lot of those things. But I would say it probably started when I was a teenager. I had dealt with acne. I had tried to solve that any way I could, going to dermatologists, going to doctors, prescribing me rounds of antibiotics, not having a good diet, not knowing that was important. I spent a lot of time in the outdoors. Grew up in a family where medicine wasn't really the forefront in their minds. And so even then, I kind of felt like I was going into it blindly. And thought that I was putting all these trusts in these doctors and just doing so many things that they would tell me because I thought that's what would help. And then I got into college and again, I didn't have the best diet. I didn't know anything about nutrition. I was really stressed out. And that was like the first time I think I realized what I was experiencing was anxiety. I had a friend say to me, "You're a really anxious person." And I was like, "I don't know what that is. Like, what do you mean?" And I thought about it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, I am an anxious person." And I had some mental health struggles in high school. Like I think I experienced depression for the first time at probably like 15 or 16 after I'd take a lot of rounds of antibiotics. So going through college, I was a pretty avid traveler, I'd say, from growing up until that time. My family traveled a lot. I traveled a lot. I loved it. And that was the first time I really got like a stomach bug. I had studied abroad in Chile and then I had done an abroad program in Cuba and I was coming back and I just got something nasty. And then my whole digestion system changed from then. Still, I was pretty blind to whatever was going on and just, you don't know what you don't know. And at that time, I didn't think the food I was eating really could help or hurt me or know anything else that was going on. And then after college, I still traveled a bunch, lived a pretty stressful lifestyle in my early 20s, not really healthy, trying to figure out what I was doing in my life, trying to figure out what job situation I was interested in. You know, not taking care of my health, going out a lot, not sleeping enough, not prioritizing, you know, the right things. Then I traveled to South America for about 6 to 7 months and I got really, really in Colombia, I picked up a stomach bug and then kept going from there, but just brushing it off my shoulders, saying like, oh, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'll get better. No problem. And then for the next 6 months, I was like on and off sick with bronchitis or some viral infection, which ended up convincing myself to come back home and being like, okay, I need to go back home and I need to take a break and chill for a minute. I went home. I'm from San Diego and I got a job and I was living like a pretty normal lifestyle, but still just sick every other month. Like so sick. Couldn't get any better. Didn't know what was going on. Still really didn't go to the doctor. And then COVID happened and I just plummeted. I got COVID for the first time and then I went on Accutane, which really just set everything off in my body. It was like the perfect storm for everything to happen. I had a really, really, really stressful job at the time, which just completely ruined my nervous system looking back now. And that's what really started me on my health journey. I was breaking out in so many rashes all over my body and was just like riddled with anxiety and depression. And I couldn't really pinpoint like where it was coming from. I started doing my own research. And honestly, TikTok is where it got me started. TikTok had just come out and I like found this health space on TikTok. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much information out there. Like maybe this will help me. Because I had gone to a couple doctors by then and they just kept wanting to prescribe me antidepressants. And I had been on antidepressants before and I didn't like how they made me feel. So I really just kind of took to the internet and started researching. It was really good and also really detrimental to my health doing that. Looking and searching for information without guidance is a blessing and also a curse sometimes because you don't really know what to take in. That was probably in 2020. So it's been almost 4 years now. And it's led me all over a path of some things I didn't know and some things I did know, but I changed my diet. I completely catapulted my lifestyle. I cut out gluten, I cut out dairy, I cut out sugar, and my body was just so addicted to all these things. Mm-hmm. I had the roughest 4 to 5 months I think I've ever had in my life where I cut all these things out and I just felt terrible, like absolutely awful. My skin was just like on fire. I had rashes everywhere, but I dropped 30 pounds and I was like, okay, that's really strange. Like that was just all inflammation. No, looking back and knowing that now. And then I had gone to a naturopath. I had a really, really awful experience. She basically told me that there was nothing she could do for me and there was no help she could give me.
What were your symptoms? So there was the skin stuff, there was the anxiety, the depression. How was your energy? Like you mentioned, there was some weight there. Like, what was your energy like? We know your immune system was tanked because you kept getting sick. What were your other symptoms?
I had really, really bad GI upset. I couldn't eat anything without getting extremely bloated and my stomach would just be in pains all day. At the time, I didn't realize that my brain was definitely being affected. I think I was just pushing through so much with willpower of like, I'm going to get better. I'm going to figure it out, to where I never knew what it looked like to slow down or to stop. So that just wasn't even an option for me. And looking back now, I was like, oh my gosh, I had no energy at all. And I also couldn't sleep. So probably since I was like 16 or 17 years old, I've had a really hard time with insomnia, mainly falling asleep. So it would take me just hours to calm down and to even fall asleep. And I would just have to like distract myself. Yeah.
When you were a teenager, did you have hormonal imbalances or did you have regular periods? Okay. So there was that too. Because when you were giving us your health history, I'm like, I bet you her menses was off because she didn't have nutritional sufficiency to have proper menses. And so I hope we're creating a picture for you guys. And I love that you are creating the case study and you're also like providing all the solutions as well because you've learned them, right? Like you're like, yeah, because of my diet and because of the antibiotics and because of this and because of that and coming back with like probably parasites or something, you know, from all these trips. Keep going, Avery.
Yes. I think I forget all these things because there are so much. Like if I look at every aspect of my life, like so much of it was off. Like I was put on birth control when I was probably 15 or 16 to try to help with acne. And also the part of my mother's side of my family has always had migraines. And so I suffered from migraines, like really horrible ocular migraines since I was probably about 13. So yes, all of that was off. All of my hormones were off. I think I was on birth control for 11 years without knowing, and different birth controls. I was on the pill. I had an IUD. I was on the one that they put in your arm and they all made me feel really terrible. But in my head, I thought having clear skin makes it all better though. Like I didn't even know what the option was of how to feel. So at the same time, I went on Accutane when I was probably like 27. I went off birth control as well, or I had gotten like an IUD. So many things in my body were happening at one time that just created this huge boom. Now I can look back at that.
It's like all these artificial conductors in your body, like guiding different songs in your body, and it's all just sounding like a mess, right? It's just from, yeah, so many band-aids, right? Not getting to root causes from, you know, and as you've mentioned, root causes were, you know, malnutrition, taking a ton of antibiotics, going on artificial hormones like birth control, you know, just covering like band-aid after band-aid after band-aid. Until like now, of course, like your body felt yucky because it was never given a chance to get into its own synchronicity to begin with. And so it's quite remarkable. So now we're back to this naturopath that, what did they say? They wanted to give you anti-anxiety meds.
They gave me an antifungal. So I originally went in and they did like a candida test and they were like, okay, well, you have high amounts of candida. And I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? You know, what are the steps to fix that? And so she had said, go on like an antifungal diet for a month and a half, take these antifungals, that should make you better. I did that. Nothing helped. You know, I was eating really clean, taking the antifungals, and I just felt so bad. I felt so much worse. So I went back in and
you now know why you felt worse. Like now that you are your own health expert, why was taking the antifungal making you feel terrible?
Well, it was killing off a lot of things without the support that I needed from the rest of my body. Right. So my gut has just been in just this state of crisis for the past, I don't even know how many, ever many years to this day. Like it's just beginning to heal now. But through the past 4 years, all the things that I've been trying to do haven't made me feel better because I still wasn't digesting anything and my gut was still messed up. And so after I talked to her, I was like, all right, regular doctors can't help me. Naturopath can't help me. I'm going to have to figure this out on my own. Yeah. So probably like 4 or 5 months, I just did a bunch of research, tried to, you know, fix everything with my diet, thinking that would just fix me, but it didn't. So I was in a really bad state at that point. I feel like I've just gone up and down with my mental health throughout this all, thinking like, okay, I'll feel better in a couple months if I just keep doing this. Then those couple months fly by and I still feel horrible. So I just plummet back down and my anxiety gets so much worse. And so one of my friends had convinced me to go see another naturopath, and I went to her, and then she ordered a bunch of different tests, like different blood tests, hormone tests, gut zoomer, everything you could possibly imagine. And at that time, it was a really big investment for me because I had never invested in myself at all. So I didn't really know what that felt like. And at that time, $1,000 was like a lot of money, you know, to put into my health. And I come back with the test, and I was visiting a partner over in Europe at the time. And I have this phone call with her, and she goes through everything, all my labs with me. And I'm like, okay, I have all this information now. What are we going to do? And she prescribes me just a bunch of vitamins and says, okay, like continue to this diet and take these vitamins and you'll get better. It's like, okay, I kind of feel like I've been doing that, but I'm trusting you. We can go with the path you're wanting to do. At that time, she'd also done a Lyme test, and the Lyme test came back with not like very positive markers, but there were some medium markers. Now I know she just wasn't a Lyme literate doctor. But at that time, she was basically telling me, oh, not everything's positive. Lyme's really hard to test for. So don't worry about this. And in the back of my mind, I thought, this doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah.
You know, like if something comes up, I think you should look into it a little bit more. But again, I was like, okay, I'm going to trust you. We'll do it your way. At that time, I was having like severe panic attacks. I wasn't sleeping. I was traveling a lot. I was in Italy visiting friends and, you know, in a place where I wasn't drinking wine or eating any of the pasta. It was just like a huge impact on my mental health, really the limitation of food and the fear of food that I had just begun to like have for myself.
Can I ask you a question about the mental health?
Yeah.
Do you feel like your mental health was induced by poor diet or inflammation, or was it lifestyle, or was it like all of the above? Like, what do you think were the primary contributors to your mental state?
I think that it was a couple of different things. I think the poor nutrition and the lack of like nutrients I had in my body was huge. You know, after I removed all of the gluten and sugar and dairy, it's like, I don't think my body had anything to run on anymore. So as I continued to go on, like I didn't replenish any of that, even though I was eating a really good diet. I was trying to live a pretty healthy lifestyle, but I just like had no energy in the tank. And then I was just so fearful of anything that I put in my body and that anything that I was doing, I was wrong because of like all this. I think a lot of the fear that's out there on the internet with all of this information, it doesn't like instill a lot of courage and love. It just instills fear. It's just fear-based. And I was just absorbed by that because I didn't know any better. So there was kind of a duality of both. I was back home and at that point I was like, okay, it's been 6 months. Like nothing's happening. I feel terrible. Like, how am I going to keep going with this? And like my intrusive thoughts were just ruling my life. At that time I had a new job and I was definitely rebounding from feeling just so burnt, my last position. And I was just trying to get by. I was like, okay, at times I would feel good. At times I would feel like I'm trying to live a normal life. And meanwhile, like changing your whole lifestyle is really difficult, especially all at once, not just for yourself, but I've learned for the others around you. Adapting and changing who you are as a person and the way you live isn't comfortable for yourself sometimes, but also it's just not comfortable for people who you're surrounded by every day because they're so used to you being one way. And so I really struggled with that as well. I felt really lonely. I felt like I wasn't understood by anybody because not only was I going down a path that was just so foreign and unknown to me, it was foreign and unknown to everybody around me. You know, I was living with my parents at the time and they didn't understand what I was doing. You know, they know nothing about nutrition, but they're supportive and the people around me tried to be supportive, but it was ultimately that uncomfortability with myself that I just like, I couldn't handle. It just made me feel worse and worse and worse. Then in 2022, I went to a wedding and was just dancing and having a good time. And I went car camping for the next couple of days and I woke up and I just couldn't move my neck. I was just like frozen solid, like couldn't move left or right more than that. Was just like shooting pain all through my spine and my shoulders. That lasted for probably a good like 8 or 9 months.
That seems like a very Lyme thing to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's just like completely destroy your nervous system and musculature system overnight. Yeah. Let's just do that. Let's like punk your body out and like not correct it. Like as soon as you said, I'm like, oh, those little bastards, right? Because Lyme will do that. It just does these random, weird neurological, like inflammatory responses in your body. And you're like, what is happening? And doctors are like, we don't know what's happening. Here's an opioid. Here's an anti-anxiety med, right? Like, good luck.
Yeah. And it was the wildest thing. I was visiting my friends in Seattle at the time. And I remember we were riding bikes and I just couldn't ride a bike because I was just in such severe pain. And I thought, okay, well, I just need to get home and figure this out. Like, I've been an athlete all my life. This might just be an injury. Like, it takes some time to get through. Looking back, like, I hadn't been exercising for that whole year because I just had no energy at all. Like, I would just lay in bed and just watch TV because I was just like turned off. You know, my energy was turned off. My brain was turned off. I couldn't do anything. So I got back home and I didn't know what to do. I went and saw a PT. I went and saw a chiropractor. I went to an acupuncturist. And all of it like maybe helped a little bit, but really not that much. And I had never lived with like such extreme chronic pain before. And so I just didn't know what to do.
On a pain scale of 1 to 10, what were you at? Like was 10, like 10 being the highest?
I was like a 9 or a 10, like every single day. Like it was really, really bad. And I got to a point where I couldn't do anything but lay in my bed because sitting up or standing was just like so, so painful.
You know, what's really hard about these diseases is like, I call it curbside appeal where the outside looks amazing, but the inside is like falling apart. The outside of the house looks incredible. And it's like, well, you don't look sick. It's like, of course I don't. Like it's all inside. Like there are biological fires inside of me and it feels like my insides are being ripped apart. But thank you for your opinion, right? Like it can be so sad and so isolating. And, you know, and then people just say, well, just think happy thoughts or just do this or just do that. And it's so complex. And there's so many moving parts to it that like people, if they haven't studied it or researched it, they just can't understand. Keep going, Avery.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I really experienced that year too. You know, after like losing 30 pounds and, you know, focusing on eating well, my skin got better and everybody just assumed like I was doing great. Like they'd be like, oh, you look so good. And I was like, I look like a skeleton. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think I look good. And also I feel terrible, but yeah. It's really hard to say that back to somebody who's like so happy in your face yeah. of like, oh, you're doing so well. And I'm like, no, I'm dying inside a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you hear it so often that you just like try to get used to it. You're like, oh, okay, maybe I am doing really well. You know, maybe yeah. I do feel really good. So that was in like end of August of 2022. And I didn't stop. I didn't know how to slow down. So I kept doing all the things I had been doing in my life. I kept traveling. I kept working. I kept trying to do everything. And finally, I just like broke down. You know, I had gone through a breakup at the time. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to fix myself. Like I can't keep going on like this. Like I'm in so much physical pain. Mm-hmm. I think I sat on a 13-hour flight to Europe at the time and just like, it was the wrong place for me to be. Mm-hmm. But you know, I didn't want to stop living my life.
So you're having physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, like everything's just crashing and burning at this point.
Yeah, I just crashed and burned. And so it was November 2022, and I was doing all this research. And that's when I found your podcast, actually. Mm-hmm. I started listening to it, and I listened to an episode that you did about hyperbarics. And I was like, okay, like this sounds good. This sounds like something I could do. Like maybe this will help my back and my neck. And so I looked into it, and I found a company in Denver and ordered a soft hyperbaric chamber that came to my house. And I was like, okay, I'm not ready to invest in like doing the full hard shell. I didn't know too much about it. I was like, this is something I could do at my house. Like, mm-hmm. let's try to do it. Did that for a month. It helped a little bit, like a tiny amount. I think it just really kept me going mentally of like, okay, I'm actually doing something. Like I can see it every day. I can do it every day. That will help me get me through. I had it for like a month or two. I did it and I was like, okay, clearly that's not helping me. I'm going to need some more help. And I was still listening to your podcast and it was great. And I was learning all this information. And I literally was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait till this Gutsy membership starts because like, I need help. And like, I just need somebody to one, listen to me, believe me, and like mm-hmm. know what I was going through as well. Because mm-hmm. at that time I'd seen like more naturopaths. I'd been working with another one for a year and she just kept telling me, you know, have you created space in your life to like calm down, to meditate, you know, to practice slowness. And I was like, I can't, like, mm-hmm. I physically can't, my brain cannot calm down and yes. I'm trying. And I would meditate and I would just like go crazy.
People don't understand the difference between a stressed brain and a sick brain. And your brain is literally sick and on fire. It's like positive thoughts are not going to put out the fire, the chemical fire that's in your brain. It's like trying to empty out the ocean with the bucket. It's like, it's not going to happen. There's so much decay, but there's so much breaking down in there. And there's so much imbalance that positive thoughts are not enough to really, you know, swing the pendulum the other way. So keep going.
Yeah. And at this point too, my neck was like stuck. Like I would think mm-hmm. I was just stuck this way. And so that just amplified everything, you know, like nothing was flowing in my body. I was just like a head and then a body. I think I found a hyperbaric clinic in San Diego. Thank God there was one. I went to four different doctors to try to get me to write me a prescription to go see the hyperbaric, because in California, you need an MD. NDs don't work. Wow. You know, they only require an MD certificate. So I went to four different doctors, all asking them to prescribe me a prescription to go to the hyperbaric. Like three of them wouldn't. So I was like, all right, jeez. Nope, you're done. And honestly, I listened to your podcast where it's like, you decide who's on your team. And I was like, all right, well, if they're not going to do it, like, goodbye. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And I found a functional medicine doctor and I walked in. Well, theoretically, it was a Zoom meeting, but I showed up to this Zoom meeting and I was like, okay, here's my plan. I can't move. I want to go do hyperbarics. Like I've researched it. You need to write me a prescription. I'm doing CellCore. I had ordered the CellCore. Like, this is what I'm going to do for my gut. I think I have parasites. And I just listed like all these different things. And I was like, do you have anything to add? And he was like, nope. Sounds like you got it under control. Like, amazing. Go do it, you know, come back. And I was like, great, that's all I need you for. And so I started to go to hyperbarics and it was amazing. Like for the first time, I think in forever, I had less pain. It wasn't all gone, but mm-hmm. it was like just less. And I went and did 40 sessions. So I went every day for 2 months.
Can I explain why soft shell didn't work and why hard shell was better to all the listeners? Do you care?
No, go for it.
So imagine you're having like the worst period pain of your life, right? And someone like hands you 50 milligrams of ibuprofen and they're like, here you go. For all of us that have experienced like endometrial pain, do you think 50 milligrams is going to touch that pain, right? It's not. a 50 milligrams of ibuprofen is not going to do anything. It's not enough to like calm down the inflammatory cascade that's happening in your body. Whereas 800 milligrams, that's a different story. 800 compared to 50 is way more powerful. You'll get such a punch in the inflammatory response that it can really help to slow down that inflammation. And so soft shell chambers are like the 50 milligrams of ibuprofen and hard shell chambers are like the 800 milligrams. So it's a much higher dose. It goes in deeper into the tissues. You get way more oxygen. It's way more anti-inflammatory. And so for more severe cases like yours, you absolutely, obviously you found out you would need a hard shell chamber to really undo damage that was happening. You did hyperbaric, you started feeling better. You're doing a parasite cleanse. Did the other MDs push back on the parasite cleanse where they're like, oh, you don't have parasites?
I didn't even tell them. I was like, you know what? I know you're not going to believe me because you're not believing anything else I say. Like I'm telling you, my brain literally feels like it's on fire and you just want to give me another antidepressant. I was like, we're done. I'm good.
You know, what's interesting, Avery, is like, I'm just going to share. Like, I remember that feeling a few years ago where I was like, something is wrong with my brain. I feel like my body is hijacked and it's hijacking every aspect of my life. And my doctor's like, you just went through something really traumatic. You need anti-anxiety meds. And I was like, no, this is different. Like, I know what anxiety feels like. And this is completely different. Like, it feels like I am possessed, like something else is controlling me, you know? And it's like, there's something that's off, right? And like, people don't understand the difference between like just normal anxiety and depression and like, my brain chemistry is different. Like my brain feels hot and inflamed. And because of that, everything is different in my brain. Like people don't understand the difference between sick brain and like sad brain. Like they're two different things. And sick brain mimics sad brain because of the inflammation and because things are not normal, but it's completely different. And I'm saying this and I'm emphasizing this because there are lots of people listening right now who have been gaslit by their doctors, who have been offered anti-anxiety and antidepressive meds. And I want you to really lean into your intuition on this one, guys, and find the right doctor that is going to believe you. And it's funny because, you know, it's so cute that my ProvaHealth team did a video on Instagram where, you know, they're like, I'm a coach of ProvaHealth. Of course, I'm going to ask you about your bowels. I am the manager at ProvaHealth. Of course, I eat enzymes with my meals. And it was so sweet because Dr. Wright said, I'm the doctor of ProvaHealth. Of course, I'm going to believe you. And I'm like, yes, isn't that so sweet? He goes, of course, I'm going to believe you because you know what's up. And it makes me so sad because we have seen thousands of people that have been gaslit by doctors. And it's like, this is wrong. This is so wrong. We know what Lyme looks like. We know what cytomegalovirus looks and sounds like. We know what Epstein-Barr sounds and looks and feels like, right? And like, and so we believe you. Like there is something wrong happening in your body. You know it and we know it. And let's find an answer to that. Don't let doctors keep gaslighting you over that.
And how amazing you had this persistence, Avery, that every time you were like, no, you are not my doctor. You are not my doctor. You are not my doctor. And this like persistence, that is like the depth of self-love. Mm-hmm. I love myself enough to say, this is not acceptable. Like, I'm not going to end here just because I went to a doctor or another doctor. Right. But that resilience to keep looking and searching is incredible.
100%. You're like, this is not my story. Like, I'm going to find answers. I'm going to like, this can't be it. And you guys, it's not it. Like there are answers. People have answers for you. Like either you will find it or you'll find someone who will help you find it, but just keep looking. They are out there.
You know, it took me until then, like before then, I felt really powerless in my entire journey because it took me hearing you guys say that on your podcast to me being like, oh, this is my life. This is my body. This is my health. Like I should have control over it. Like, why am I giving all of the control away? Mm-hmm. And why am I trusting in people who don't know what I'm talking about and aren't believing me? You know, I was gaslit by so many doctors, people around me that I just gaslit myself. When I look back and really dive deep into it, I see others around me gaslighting me because they don't know any better. And then I look at myself and I'm like, oh, well, I did that to myself too. You know, it's not the whole blame's not on them. Like, I know how I got here now, but now I can choose to do something differently. You know, I had a lot of test results. I had test results that I had no vitamin levels. I had low vitamin levels. I had HSV6, HSV7. I tested positive for both of them. I tested positive for strep. I had a really bad GI map. You know, I had candida, all of these things. And so them just trying to prescribe me antidepressants, I was like, okay, I know, I get that that's your fix, but that's not the problem. You're like, this is just the band-aid solution. I want to find the problem. I don't want to be on antidepressants and Xanax for the rest of my life. Like, I don't want that for myself. So like, mm-hmm. how can you help me get there? Mm-hmm. And they didn't have an answer. And I don't blame them because that's the system they're right. in. And it just makes me really sad.
They're not root cause doctors. They are medical doctors. Their job is to take a symptom and to combine it with a medication, right? So I love that you said, I can't fault them for it. And what's interesting is you having Band-Aids like your entire life, starting from your teens, is what got you here in the first place, right? So of course, they're not going to have answers for you because all they do is Band-Aids. And like, it eventually turns into like a jumbled spaghetti mess of Band-Aids that we don't even know which way is up anymore. So I bet doctors just, it's just like this medical merry-go-round of prescription after prescription after prescription. It's like, let's try this one. Let's try this one. They probably see this so much that they become numb to it, where they're like, well, you're just going to be on medications for the rest of your life. And we're just going to keep alternating these medications. But I love that you're like, this is not my story anymore. And I need to find a doctor who can help me write a different story. I am done with the Band-Aids. I am done with like just masking things and making a bigger mess underneath. Let's go down to the cellular level. Let's go down to the roots and fix it from the root up. And that's exactly what you've been doing for years. You've been figuring it out and like finding the right teammates to be on your healing team. And you were researching. And yes, it's scary to research. And yes, like, it's funny that you said like, you know, Googling is hard. I actually get triggered Googling because it like, there's so much heavy and dark stuff out there because almost everything can lead to cancer, right? And so every time you research something, it's like, oh, it's cancer, but it's not. But Google oftentimes do that and it creates like this PTSD response and your brain is already there in an inflamed state. And so it's probably triggering you over and over and over again. And what a warrior you are, like you still kept pushing and you didn't give in and you're like, that is not my story. And I just love it.
And I mean, I was there, like I was Googling things left and right. Like I would sit up at night, just anxiety attacks and just go and Google and research to the depths of the internet. And I knew it wasn't good for me, but like, I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I've been there. Now I can look back and be like, no, I'm good. I got this. Like, I don't need to look up anything. I have all the information I need. It's okay.
I love that. Look at you. Like you turn into this sage. Like complete different energy. If you're like, I've got this. I know what I need to do. I understand. Like, I know what my body needs right now. What an incredible journey. And like, what a transformation.
So back to 2020, end of 2022, beginning 2023, I'd started this hyperbarics. I hadn't started CellCore yet. I'd done a month of hyperbarics and I was still listening to your podcast. And the back of my mind was thinking, okay, I'm doing all this physically. Man, am I going to have to address the mental stuff and the emotional stuff? Like probably, but like, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to do that. It was like the back of my brain nudging me, like, you're going to have to face all of this stuff, but not wanting to yet. So still trying to focus more on the body wise, probably a month into the hyperbaric. So after 20 sessions, I was starting to feel better. And I was like, okay, like my brain's calming down. I can sleep a little bit more now. I can move a little bit more now. I've started to exercise again. Like, okay, like, we're seeing some progress. This is good. Started doing CellCore's foundational protocol. I hit the second month and I was like, oh my gosh, like what is going on? The first month, you know, is kind of like the prep month, getting your body ready and open for everything. And then the second month is like a gut month. You know, it has para one and para two. And I had hit that like the second month I did my 20 more sessions of hyperbaric. It was this really strange balance of like, feeling really horrible and having all of these horrible, horrible die-off reactions and then going to hyperbaric and feeling a little bit better. Uh-huh. And I remember like my second to last hyperbaric session, I had this like huge bubble on my eye.
Whoa.
And the woman was like, that's really weird. Like you should be feeling better at hyperbaric. Like you should be good by now. And I was like, yeah, I'm complicated. What can I say? Like, I don't know. I'm doing this parasite and some stuff's happening to me. And so I was like, all right, well, I've gotten a little bit of the way there. Continue to do the parasite cleanse. And like the parasites that were coming out of me were just gnarly. They were long. They were just like these 12-inch long worms, like passing so many things, like so many flukes, just like so many different parasites.
Crazy.
And I felt really horrible the whole time. But myself, just being, you know, how I'd grown up, how I'd been used to being, you know,
Push
through it. Yeah. You just push through it, you know, like, okay, something isn't feeling great. Well, it'll feel great eventually. Like,
quick question. Going. Now with everything, you know, would you have kept pushing?
No.
Why is that? I want to ask you why.
Because my body wasn't in a state that it was ready to do that. There were so many other things that needed to be handled before that. I didn't have the energy in the tank. I didn't have any of those things in the tank to do a parasite cleanse.
That is a great Gutsy Academy answer. That is so great. So oh my God. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud. You have come so far and you're such a great expert. Like, you're such a good expert. This is so good. Like, I'm giddy. I'm just happy to see how far you've come. And like, look how you're the sage now, right? Like, if you could go back and counsel yourself, you would have been like, no, go slower. Be respectful. Like, you're not ready yet. Yeah, you're not ready. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, we have time. Keep going.
And like, I get that desperation, you know, like I was so 100%. Desperate to just like get the, now that I saw these things coming in my body, I was like, get out. Like, I don't need you anymore. Like, it's time to leave.
Yeah.
And also there was so much, it was still so fear-based. Like there was so much fear that it was never going to end. I was never going to feel better. Mm-hmm. If I stopped doing that parasite cleanse, what would happen? You know, like they'd still be in there. You know, I still wouldn't be feeling better, but I was starting to feel a little bit better. I was like, okay, whether my body's actually feeling better or my mind's just seeing things and being like, you're getting there. And I was starting, you know, I had energy to exercise again. And I just really started prioritizing different things. Okay, I couldn't do everything I wanted to do. I was going to exercise for 30 minutes and that was my day. You know, I was still working. I was still like, my social life had really dropped off by then because I was like, I don't have capacity for anything in my life right now, which again, really impacted my mental health. And then, you know, kind of come the summertime, the Gutsy membership started and I was like, okay, like, honestly, this is getting me through the week. Like it's summertime on the outside. I still seem like I'm just getting through it. You know, I have a smile on. I'm like, this is going to get better. It has to. And I was overall feeling better. You know, like I was really focusing on myself. I was really putting that work in to be like, what do I have energy for today? And what can I spend it on? And I would spend it on those things. And like, that would make me feel better. Yeah. But I still wasn't there. You know, I'd come to these Gutsy membership calls. When I say that they were the highlight of my week, they really were the highlight of my week because like I'd be having such a hard week and then like for an hour and a half, you know, I would get not to be in my head or, you know, I get to hear other people's stories of what they were going through and just know that somewhere out there, somebody is also going through something that I'm going through. And like, I'm not alone. Like that was such a huge thing. Even if I didn't talk, like, honestly, most of the time I would be like exercising. I had like a Pilates machine in my garage and I would be off camera and just moving at the same time because like, that's what I had energy for. And it was so nice to just like, listen. And then we also created a couple, like we had a little group afterwards where we would talk and hang out and just like, it was really nice, but you know, still not feeling really great. Still not being like, okay, I'm 30 years old now. I don't want to live the rest of my life like this. I don't feel good. This is getting to a point. It's been 3 years in the grand scheme of things. That's not a long time, but also I do need some extra help. And it was having that support of the Gutsy membership where I was like, okay, like I'll schedule a call. Like I'll go see Jared, you know, at the time who was working at Provo Health. And I was like, that's the next step. Like I'm ready. I can trust myself again. I want to invest this money. I want to invest this time. I had been burned by so many doctors and so many practitioners that like, I had just kind of called it off for a while. And I was like, I don't want any help. You know, I don't know who to trust. And so I met with him last September, I think it was. Funny story, I had like come out to Provo, I'd come out to Utah about a month beforehand. And I used to live out in Utah for a couple years. And I was visiting a friend and I was like, I'm going to Provo Health while I'm there. Like, I'm going to go get a hair scan. Like, I was fangirling out. I was like, this is where I need to be. And I went down and did a hair scan and then met with him like a couple weeks later. And he was like, oh, you have Lyme disease. And I was like, you know what? That resonates so much with me because for the past 2 years, I haven't forgotten about it. You know, he was like, you're not producing a thyroid. And I was like, I have had so many labs drawn by naturopathic doctors and functional doctors and then like MDs. Like, why has nobody told me that my thyroid has not been functioning well?
Wow. You know,
like it's done a couple years. How has somebody missed this?
How could people know that? That's insane. That's like core basics, right? Like you don't have a thyroid, you don't have energy. You don't have energy, you're not healing and repairing. You're not healing and repairing, you feel like crap. Crazy.
Yeah. And it was just like, okay, like you got prescribed a thyroid hormone. And I was like, all right, I have it confirmed. Like I have Lyme. I have something, I'm going to go get it taken care of now. You know, like I'm going to go out to Utah. I was already planning on coming out here for a month to stay with a friend and do some skiing. I'm going to go out and I'm just going to be there. I found somebody who's going to help me. I found a clinic that's going to help me. Like, I'm going to go do it. Absolutely. There was just like hands down, no answer. And thankfully I've had a lot of good friends out here who have just like welcomed me back in and were like, absolutely, you can come stay with me.
Before we jump into the clinic chapter of your healing journey, I want to talk a little bit about the membership and what were your biggest ahas and how you found the classwork. Because like, I love that I'm quizzing you and you have like all the answers, right? Because like, because you studied it and you've been learning this, like, what was it about the academy that you enjoyed the most? And what were like some of your biggest ahas being a student in the academy?
I loved the community aspect of it. I loved that you started out with mindset. Mm-hmm. I think that was really huge. And to hear like the recordings of Britt Lefko were just like amazing. Mm-hmm. I had met with her actually for like an intro round a couple months before as well. And so just to like get to experience that. I also love the information that both you and Gina like provided through those videos. It was so more easily digestible for myself, you know, this more scientific information about nutrition, about yourself, about how everything functions in your body, that me doing my own research, just, it was overwhelming and too much for me. Like I just couldn't understand it or comprehend it. And so those videos were really great because it was all at my own pace too. You know, like you guys were all very understanding of like, if this is too much, don't worry about it. You'll get to it. And so I could like watch things for like 5 or 10 minutes at a time and then think about them and then come back and be like, okay, I'm ready for this next part. And then think about them and come back. And you have an order of healing, which is a really great way to disseminate information, you know, like in different parts. I think when we think about our bodies, if you haven't studied a lot about it, you don't really understand how your different body systems work.
Right.
So to break it down and then say, okay, like one, we're going to focus on your mindset. Then we'll, you know, look at your adrenals, your gut, like, you know, all these different things in an order to where you don't have to get too excited. I mean, I would, and I would want to go to the next part and learn because at that point, I'm just a sponge obsessed with all of this information. I was like, yes, I want to learn more, but it's kind of just a whole picture, you know, it's the community aspect of it. It's the videos and the information. And then it's the support, hearing from people, hearing from yourselves who have gone through their own healing journeys and knowing that there is support out there and healing can happen. I might not be feeling it at the time and I might not still believe it, but you know, I'm in this community where it is true.
I love that. What I also love, and then I want to go to chapter 3 of the clinic. But what I love that you and all the members kept bringing it back to is like, the classes are incredible. The science is incredible, but everyone kept going back to mindset. They're like, I realize now that all this data collection means nothing if I don't have my mindset corrected and on board and in like a space for healing, right? To make space in my belief systems for healing. And so I've really loved, like every year we see the Academy members come back to mindset. They're like, man, I know all these things. I've learned all these things in the classes and like the protocols and whatnot, but it like mindset is really like such a huge game changer. And so, all right. So you do the Academy and then January comes around.
I want to just comment on that last point though, because yes, like mindset was everything. When I felt like I had no control, you know, in that year over what was going on in my brain and that my brain was literally on fire, the way I pulled myself back into mindset would be put on a podcast or like put on one of these videos, because even if I couldn't get myself to calm down or think about it, for me, like your podcast and the Gutsy membership videos, or even just like the past recordings of classes, was like a trigger, a good trigger to my brain to be like, oh, no, this is good information. Like you might not be absorbing it all, but like, this is going to get you somewhere.
That makes me really happy. And here's why, because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like influencers these days, like we mentioned earlier, are just so fear-based, where it's like, you have to do it this way, or cancer, or this way is wrong. And here's why, or like, and I feel like there's so much like fighting and there's so much conflict, even in a healing realm. And it can be very overwhelming for people. And honestly, set our brains on fire, for lack of a better word, right? Where it puts us in fight or flight. And I feel like influencers and health experts do that to not only create emotion, but to line their pocketbooks. And I don't love that. And I'm really sad that that has been the trajectory of the wellness industry, you know, because there's so much competition and there's so much this and like, and people want your attention and they have to do bigger, scarier things in order to provoke an intense emotion to get you to follow them or buy their product or this or that or the next thing. And I'm so grateful, Avery, that the podcast and the classes always triggered hope in your mind. When you were in a place of fear or spiraling, you'd put on something that reminded you that things will get better, that you do have power, that the power is within you, right? And that's the whole purpose of this platform, right? It's for people who have lost hope to just remind them there is hope still. Like, keep going, keep moving, like healing does happen. And if you ever feel fear from our podcast, from our classes, from our platform, please call us out on it, because fear is not welcome here. You can't heal from a fearful space. You can only heal from hope and from self-love and self-forgiveness and going slow and going gently and being respectful with your body. That's when healing happens. I hope that is everything that we emulate here on this platform, on the Gutsy platform, on the Provo Health platform, because we want to, even if you never spend a dollar with us, like, I don't care. I just want people to feel hope and inspired, but self-inspired. They inspire themselves. And that we can help uplift them in whatever way, shape, or form. And that's why we give away so much information and do so many podcasts and do so many free classes, so that you can walk away from anything that we produce and feel more inspired by yourself and your own self-healing. So anyways, thank you for saying that, Avery. Chapter three.
So I had met with Jared and I was like, okay, you know, I have Lyme disease. I wasn't surprised. I was still shocked. I was still, you know, it like takes a toll on your mind and body, but I wasn't like at the core of it. I was like, oh, I knew this. I knew something happened a couple of years, you know, I had just had it in the back of my head. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Utah. I'm going to go out to Orem in Provo and I'm going to be there. And I'm just going to be there for however long that's going to take me to feel better. But this was still December. And mind you, I'd been going to therapy. I'd been working with a therapist for about 2 years now. And the past year, I started working with an EMDR therapist. And that was a shock to my system. Starting to do EMDR therapy and work with, you know, my past triggers and traumas was a lot. And it kind of exacerbated a lot of the symptoms I had, as well as I'd taken this thyroid medication and I just was in a thyroid storm. It wasn't good. It was just too much of what I needed at that moment, but I didn't know that. And so like December, I was like, you know, probably the worst mentally and physically I had been in a long time. Like, mind you, I was still climbing back from this injury. Like, I still had chronic pain, whether it was like the amount that, it wasn't what it used to be, but I still couldn't turn my head left. And I was still at this angle and, you know, like trying to work out and exercise through it. And I had sprained my ankle and I was in this thyroid storm. I was having panic attacks every day. I was just like not sleeping. It was just a mess. And I remember talking to my therapist and I was like, I can't live like this anymore. Like, I don't think I'm suicidal, but like, I can't go forward like this anymore. Like, something has to change. It kept getting pushed back a couple weeks out, coming out to Utah because I had sprained my ankle and I wasn't mobile. And then I finally got out here in the beginning of January. Hilarious story, but I had set an appointment with Dr. Michelle Jorgensen at her Total Care Dental in Utah because I'd done a bunch of research and I was like, realistically, I've had everything else. My mouth is absolutely affected. You know, we got to get that checked out. And so that I flew out to Utah and I had an appointment the next day and I went down to meet with her and they were like, okay, you know, all your four wisdom teeth are impacted. We need to go in and clean those up, you know, get that infection out. And they were like, we don't have an appointment until May. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be here in May. I'm like, all right, well, do you have any cancellations? They're like, yeah, tomorrow at 8 a.m. I was like,
wow.
All right. Like, cool. I guess we're going to do it, you know? Uh-huh. And I was so unprepared for what was about to happen. Mm-hmm. Which was probably the best way to be, honestly. So I couldn't dwell on it at all. But it's a major surgery.
It's huge. Did she do both sides?
She did all four.
Oh my gosh. And like during that, you feel like you're like suffocating, right? Because like everything's numb and like it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. You're like, oh, today's the day I'm going to die. I'm going to choke on my own throat. I'm so sorry.
And luckily enough, like I didn't have any time to prepare for it. So it turned out to be a blessing. But I was incapacitated for like 2 weeks. I was just like fully, I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. So that was my intro to Utah. And then the week after I met with Dr. Wright, I was here and I'm remember just walking in and, you know, nervous because things had changed, nervous because I wasn't feeling well still. And I was like, okay, but I'm here. Like, I'm going to get some answers. I'm here, you know, this is going to be it. And I hadn't known Dr. Wright before and I met with him. And so there was nerves about that. And I just walked in and he was like, how you doing? He just had a big smile on his face. And he was like, so like, I hear you have Lyme disease. Congratulations. Like, you got this.
Isn't he the sweetest?
Yeah. Like, and I was so thrown by it because I was like, here is this man who's six something and just like radiating good energy and just so smiling sweet at me.
I know. Like, I just love him and his wife, Amber, so much. They are the sweetest humans. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful for a practitioner who is just so kind on every level, like heart, body, soul. I'm so glad you picked up on that because like, he's such a wonderful human and he cares. You know what I mean? Like, he cares deeply. He has no ego, like nothing. Right. And so I'm so glad that's so cute. He's like, oh, congratulations. We got this. Yeah. We're going to do it.
I was like, wait, what? And my mouth is just swollen too. Oh. You know, I'm like, yeah, I just got this dental surgery. He's like, oh, perfect. You would have had to get it done afterwards. So no worries. You know, kind of looks at my labs and he was like, okay, well, did you know that like you're like severely B vitamin deficient, B12 deficient? I was like, no. He was like, yeah, it's a different type of anemia. And I was like, well, I know I'm anemic. Right. Like, I know I have low iron. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, like that's probably causing you a lot of your anxiety. And I was like, okay, like, what are we going to do? And he's like, all right, so he explained ozone therapy. And he was basically like, this is what I do. We can put you on herbal medication, but we've figured, you know, I've had so much success with this in the past X amount of years. I believe that Lyme disease is fully curable. Like, I don't care what anybody else says. Like, I've had so much success through it. And he explained me the whole process. He's like, do you have any other questions or hesitations? And I was just like, no, like, let's do it. Like, I feel so confident in everything that you're saying because you are so confident. Like, yeah. I have no other questions. Like, I trust you. Like, let's go.
You know,
and that was hard for me because I hadn't been able to do that. And I'd been burned so many times in the past, like 4 years. But I was like, I just found myself being like, no, I trust you. Like, let's do this.
You know, it's amazing to have someone so intelligent on your team. Do you know what I mean? Who is like, who's so kind and so brilliant. People don't really realize how brilliant he is because he's just kind of like, he's so like cute and quirky. And like underneath all that is just this sheer brilliant. So to have someone like that on your team, it feels really good. I can ask him any question and he has the answer. He's like, oh, that's easy. I'm like, it is? He's like, yeah, it's easy. Just do these things. And I do them. I'm like, oh, it's gone. Like, I've been dealing with this for 2 years. And like, that's gone. He's like, yeah, that's all you have to do. I'm like, what? Why did anyone know this? He's like, I don't know. So you start therapy at Provo Health. He creates a plan for you. He tells you all these things about your lab. So you go on supplements and all these things. And then what happens?
I would say that like we created this plan together. He was like, this is what I suggest. You know, what do you think? And I was like, ozone sounds great. Let's do it. I also know that hyperbaric for myself works really well. And I'm still dealing with this injury. So I want to do hyperbarics. He was like, fabulous. I would love to see how that works with it. Like, let's do it. And I was like, and I also want to take advantage of like everything at the clinic. Like, I'm here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to do everything. You know, like I am dedicating all my resources and my time to this right now. So if I'm here, I'm going to do it all. So we kind of came up with this plan of I would do an ozone treatment twice a week. And after ozone, I would do a ionic foot bath and I would do hyperbaric. And I would usually do like the flow because you guys offer that, the flow presso suit. And then the other days I was coming in and doing, you know, one of those additional therapies, like a Hockett or a flow presso. And we just kind of started with that, which I know seems like a lot, but it was great. I felt like I was at a spa day. Honestly, I was like, this is my spa. And luckily I was able to take the month off work. So I was really just kind of like able to focus on that. And the first ozone IV I did, I was really, really skeptical because he was like, you should be feeling good after these ozone treatments. And I was like, that's a tall order. We'll see.
Right.
I don't quite believe you yet, but I'll go with it. And it took me a couple times. Like I didn't feel amazing after the first ozone treatment or the second treatment. It was probably the third ozone I did where I was like, I think this is actually working. I think this is doing something. And I remember after the first ozone treatment, I was like really trying to push myself to like get outside. And, you know, it's winter in Utah, like you can take sunny days as they come. But I had gone back home and I grabbed my dog and we went to the park, and I was like standing at the park and I like made a joke to myself and laughed. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't done that in years. Like, I can't even remember the last time I laughed to myself or like felt myself really laugh.
I call it starting to feel colors again. Cause when you're feeling so sick, it's all just gray. Everything's gray. You're doing the human things, but you're not feeling it. Right. And so you did something and you started to feel color again. You're like, oh, that feels good. Right. It's like, whoa, that's just my experience. I don't know if you resonate with that at all, but as you're explaining that, I'm like, oh yeah, I've had days like that. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like the second and third, I would be in the office and I'd be like looking at the mountain. I'd be like, that's a really pretty mountain. Did I just say that? Like, did I just notice how pretty it was? And like, you know, and then just small things, you know, it was like really incremental. I mean, my energy just definitely kept coming back to a point where like at some point, like after an ozone treatment, I was like jittery, you know, I felt like I was hopped up on caffeine and like didn't know what to do with myself and like couldn't sleep, honestly, because I was just like so wired. And at the same time, he had recommended Nuka chiropractor to help with my neck. Dr. Dawson, he's in Draper, Utah. He's amazing. And so it was kind of just like all these little parts kept going. Like he started working on my neck and, you know, after probably the second week of ozone, and I was like, oh, wow, I feel like things are flowing again. Like this is actually helping. And then it was kind of just slow, like incremental things after that. And not in a bad way, but in just like the way I was recognizing like what was going on. I think first Katie, who's the IV technician at Provo Health, like I first came in and I was just like, I looked distraught. I just didn't look like I was alive really. Like my energy was low. And then by like the third or fourth IV, I'm like bouncing in my seat, like chattering at like 400 miles a minute, which is my normal self. Honestly, I talk really fast.
Well, and you also started doing neurofeedback and like, and that so was like this, tell them about the neuro. Week,
I think it was the second or third week I was doing IVs. I started doing neurofeedback and I had felt a pull to it when you had talked about it on your podcast a couple months prior. And I was like, I think this is something that like should probably happen. And I've been reading a lot about Lyme disease and my brain just, it needs some help. And I started doing neurofeedback and I still couldn't sleep at the time. I was having pretty severe anxiety attacks still. And so I did the sleep protocol at first and it helped a little bit. I'm going to be honest, like my body, I think, was just in such a state. It was just trying to balance everything. And it did help me balance a little bit. And then after a couple of weeks, like I really started to see the effects. I was like, oh, I'm not reacting the same way anymore. Like, oh, I'm having like deep belly laughs. Like I can hear myself laughing when I'm out with my friends. Like this is wild, you know?
Did it help with all your triggers? Did it help like calm those storms?
Yeah, I think probably about 2 weeks into me doing neuro, I was finally like, okay, I'm still not sleeping, but I'm not stressed about it anymore. Like I think I'd done some B12 injections as well, which was helping with my anxiety. But, you know, it took that like 1 to 2 weeks to kind of calm down my body. And then neuro came in to be like, okay, now that you've calmed down a little bit, let's like actually calm your brain down. And so I really started to notice that like all of my reactions to things weren't as heightened anymore. I think I remember telling you like the highs aren't as high anymore and the lows aren't as low, but it was still a foreign feeling, you know, like I didn't know what that balance was in my body. And I hadn't felt that in such a long time. It was like, I was starting to feel things, but I couldn't even recognize it because I was still in like such a place of imbalance. And then I continued to do neuro. I think I've probably done around 18 ozone IVs now. I've done hyperbaric with them as well. The Hockett's been amazing. And now with neuro, we've moved on from sleep and we're doing different protocols. And I can feel those impacting me a lot more, I think. I think starting with sleep for me was difficult because so many other parts of my brain and body were still in balance, that working on other parts of my brain first has had way more of an effect in a in a really positive way. So now where I like do these neuro sessions and my brain actually feels tired in how it's supposed to, like it's been working.
Well, like, and tell people about your reaction, because now you're doing the parasite cleanse again and neuro is helping with your body's reactions to that. Because I've always said, you know, when people get Lyme and when they get these illnesses that really affect their brain and their nervous system and their mental wellness, you can heal from these things, but your brain still has this hypersensitivity to everything you put in it. Not because you're sick anymore, but because it's been patterned to do that because you were sick once upon a time. And so now we're healing your body and we're balancing your brain. So now you're doing a parasite cleanse and you're not having this extreme reaction to it anymore. And it's because your body's healing and your brain is healing. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The past two times I've done parasite cleanse, the hardest thing for me has been like my emotional structure throughout it all. Like it really had an impact on my brain. And this time it's way better because I can like feel those emotions coming up and like, I just recognize them for what they are. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like this is just a parasite cleanse. Like these are just the parasites coming in, you know, or going out of me. They're dying. Something's dying. Goodbye. But like, and they're affecting my emotions and that's okay. I can do this. Like I can control it. That being said, like I was still so much of a wash when I started this parasite cleanse. Like I came into Provo Health one day and I think I'd just been crying for like 24 hours. And I'd come in and everybody was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I am. I'm just feeling so much right now and I'm experiencing so much. And something's absolutely dying. And also I'm going through all this emotional stuff and like, thank you. Like it was so nice. I think everybody was just so kind. Your dad, you know, even was like, it's okay. You know, I have those days too. But the neuro has helped so much. And now that like, I can almost take a step back and I am like feeling so much better, I can really see how much neuro is having an impact now.
Do you remember that conversation we had where I'm like, you have to do neuro, Avery?
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, but like you have to do it. And I'm so glad you listened. Like, I'm so glad.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm like here, like, I'm going to do it. Like if you're telling me to do something, I'm going to still do it. And I had done a hair scan too. And like, that was probably a couple weeks after I'd started the Ozone IV because with the neuro, you get a hair scan in it. Mm-hmm. And so I had talked to you then and I still was coming up for parasites and mold and heavy metals. So you were like, okay, you should do these extra things as well. And I was like, sold, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to you like when I came in at first and my goal really, I was like, if I can just feel like 10 to 20% better, like that will be such a win for me. And like after a couple sessions of Ozone IV, I think I was like 60% energy back.
I remember after 3 weeks we spoke and you're like, I feel like I'm 60 to 70% better already. And that's just after 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
We are now what, 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah. 6 weeks, almost 7 weeks out. And like,
and what percentage better do you feel? Are we higher now?
Oh yeah. I'm so much higher. Not with just energy. I'm probably at like a good 85, 90%.
Amazing.
But not just with energy, like my brain just feels like it's alive again. You know, like I can think and my memory has started to come back to the point where I'm like, oh, I know exactly where I get bit by a tick now. Like I know exactly when that happened. You know, I can like, that is coming up for me. And it was probably when I was about 10 years old, but just so many other things, like my emotions have never felt so balanced in my entire life. Like thinking back to, I was probably like 14 or 15. It's a really amazing and wild feeling at the same time. I think it was like probably a few weeks ago where it finally clicked in my head, like, oh, you're going to get better. It's been a couple of weeks now. Like you're feeling better. This is good, you know, but I still didn't trust it because I was still like, you know, I'm learning to trust myself. I enrolled in Gina's Mastering Mindfulness course, which has been helping so much as well.
Amazing. You're doing all the things. It's amazing. It's like, you're literally taking not just 100%, but like 150% of your power back. Like you're going above and beyond and you're recreating your story. And it's so beautiful to watch. And it's been such an honor to watch, Avery, like from the beginning. It's been so like, I feel really honored to know you and to hear your story and to share it now. Like, so thank you. So you started the Mastering Mindfulness, like you're all in, you're like
100%. I'm all in. Well, and now I just have, you know, when I tried to look at everything emotionally and mentally, you know, I've gone through in my life before doing all of this, you know, physical treatment as well, it was really hard to do because my brain was so imbalanced. Like I just, I was so overrun and ruled by my emotions. I was really out of control. And now that like I've gained that sense of control, I can like trust myself so much more and actually like implement and understand all the things I'm learning. Yeah. To where I can really take a step back and like be almost like an observer and think, okay, like just filter through my thoughts, which I honestly never thought was possible. Uh-huh. Like I never thought that would be me. I never thought I could do it. And I remember, it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day, but I remember a time in high school where my dad was like, you know, your memory, what happened? Like you can't remember anything anymore. And I look back now and I'm like, oh, I know why. Like, oh, my memory's been like slowly losing for, you know, the past X amount of years.
Your brain's been on fire for like 15 years, right? And like literally deteriorating, like slowly but surely. And now it's not like you are. I always wondered, to be honest, I was so curious when people start doing neuro, do their memories come back? And like you and like three other people, and even myself, I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting to remember things again. You know, like it's so interesting coming, experiencing a sick brain and then seeing it go in reverse. It's like you're reclaiming yourself. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm finding parts of me I forgot. Right. And it's almost like a beautiful reunion when you're like, oh, there you are. I knew you were there this entire time. Like, I knew it was you there just waiting. And it feels so good. Like, just because you've been doing neuro the same time I've been doing neuro. So I feel like we're kind of in sync with where we're at. But, and maybe you can relate to this, Avery, but like, as I've been doing neuro, I'm like, oh, it feels so good to be alive again. It feels so good to be in this body. Like, I have these moments where I'm like, oh, I just love being in this body so much now, right? It's not my prison anymore. It's not my own inner hell. It's like, it feels good. It feels good to be alive.
100%. I like love my body now, and I don't feel like any fear in being in it because I trust myself now. And I'm like, oh, my body's here because it loves me. I just try to like live with that every day now. Like last week, I thought I started thinking in Spanish again. And I was like, oh, I used to speak Spanish pretty well. And I was like, wow, I can like think in Spanish again. This is amazing.
Amazing. You know? Oh my gosh. That's
and it's
amazing.
Just like these things that kind of like keep coming up over, like, it's almost like a peeling back layers. Yeah. That's what the chiropractor talks about. He's like, I'm peeling back layers of all these old injuries and like, we're going to get through it and we're going to keep going. And I really feel like that is happening across all aspects of my life. Like, I feel like I'm finding myself again. Not only that, I like get to choose who I want to be and like what I want to put my energy into. And like, it's really like a reclaiming of yourself, which is,
that is so beautiful.
So wonderful.
That is so beautiful. So I want to ask you, what did your illness teach you?
I think it taught me that everything is good in a balance. I think being balanced in my life and finding balance within yourself is so important. And that looks different for everybody. You know, too much of one thing, even if it's a good thing, you know, probably won't be great for you. And also just like, it taught me how to love myself again.
I love that.
And how to like find all of my value and all of, you know, the things I want to do in my life and all of like my happiness with me, starting with me, at least, you know, like having it with the people surround me, but it like really, really has to start with me. And it's taught me that like, I don't have to be afraid of myself or anything else anymore. Like living with fear, just living with love is so much better than living without fear.
I love that. I love that so much. I almost feel like illness and death are very similar teachers. Like death teaches you how to live life, but illness teaches you how to like really love yourself and love the gift of your body and like be in your body. I don't think there's anything that has centered me more than being sick, because you lose parts of yourself, even though you don't die, like you've lost them. And so illness is kind of like a reclamation. Like as you start healing, you reclaim yourself. And it's like I said earlier, it's like this beautiful reunion of like, oh, there you are. I've missed you. I didn't realize how much I missed you and loved you. So listening to your story has just been so beautiful, Avery. And I'm so, so grateful for you. I'm grateful we've crossed paths. I'm grateful that you can share your story and really breathe hope into people that are where you were 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And as we wrap up this podcast, what message do you want to leave those people that are really feeling lost right now?
I think just keep going. And the most important part for my journey was really finding my team, you know, and finding somebody that I felt secure with. And I feel like it took me a really long time, but I did find them and it is possible. And like, you know, it just healing happens and it just takes some time. You know, I'm still on antidepressants. I'm still working on getting off them. You know, my life isn't perfect, but like it will happen and you're just going to be so much more resilient and so much stronger for it.
I love that. Avery, thank you so much. Listeners, I see you and I hear you. I get your DMs and I read them. And I've gotten some really beautiful DMs from people listening to the podcast who have shared with me their illness journeys and their healing journeys and how the podcast is helping them become self-healing advocates and really trusting themselves. And Avery, you're such a shining light to those people that you have so much similarity with them. And so I just want to tell everyone, like Avery said, just keep going. Like, you will find your answers because you are more powerful than you realize. And so, listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking your power into your own hands. We will catch you next week. Avery, thank you again for your time and for your tenacity and your healing journey so that you could be a shining light for people that are on the same path as you right now. So thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gutsy Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed and learned a lot from this episode. For more updates, follow us on Instagram @GutsyHealthPodcast.